Well, I guess, Lieutenant Governor, just first of all, back in Broken Bow community here this morning and this afternoon, good opportunity to check up on some progress and look at some of the progress being made here in the community.
It really is great to be in Broken Bow. I love coming out here. It's about a three-hour drive from Lincoln, just one of the most beautiful drives you can ever take. And I really enjoy that. And the people out here just have a real good can-do attitude. What brought me out here principally was the ribbon cutting for a new retail store right on Town Square. They had a retailer there for many, many years, and because of a health situation, the owner of that business had to transition out of the business, and they were concerned about having an open storefront on Town Square, which you don't like to see. And family has decided to make this venture a go, and they've put up a new retail store there. And so we're there to help, well, encourage them and cut the ribbon and get them started. And it's a great day for Broken Bow. Keep Town Square very vibrant. There's a lot going on in Broken Bow. It's a very vibrant place, and we want to keep that there because, you know, economic development is really the focal point of Governor Ricketts' administration, and it's not about Lincoln and Omaha. The state is so much bigger than that. There's still a whole lot of folks that live out in greater Nebraska, and they need retail, they need towns that are vibrant, they need services, and they don't want to have to drive 1,000 miles to get there. So it's fun to be here. And
You had an opportunity to view the fire hall, obviously, and these are the tours actually serve as an opportunity for the people that work in that fire hall to kind of explain some of their needs. You heard firsthand on one of the emergency light situations that they want to put up on the Highway 2 front, yeah. And that was the first time you heard it. But that's the opportunity that you want from these kind
of
sessions.
Right. I mean, I was actually able to see exactly where they're located and how it fits in with the Highway 2 intersection and so forth, and the need for that emergency lighting situation. They made a very good common sense argument. So I'm going to take that back to Lincoln and start asking some questions about why is this not happening? Why can't we? What can we do to make this happen for them? Is there some regulation that I don't know about, or what's the roadblock here? And let's get some answers here for these folks, because they made a $1.3 million investment in a new fire hall, fabulous facility, beautifully designed, 10 or 12 trucks in there, and they need access to that highway in a way that's going to be safe regarding the oncoming traffic. So that's something I'll take back to Lincoln right away and get to work on, see if we can get some answers.
Speaking of Lincoln, the legislative session is going to be coming up here in January.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot on the table, from getting the bill for the online sales tax pushed through.
Right.
We've got Medicaid expansion, property tax relief, I'm sure will be another focal point. Lots to get
right.
to with
right.
not really a big budget.
That's right. The budget situation continues to be very, very difficult for us, but the farm economy drives everything in Nebraska. We're an ag state. We always have been. We always will be. That's our premier industry. And when the farm economy hits a rough patch, as it has for a number of years now straight, it ripples throughout the whole state's economy. And a lot of people in Lincoln, Omaha may forget about the ag dominance of the state, but that's still what drives Nebraska. And with farm commodity prices being as low as they are, farm income is just down. It's down from $7.5 billion for the whole year for all farmers and ranchers, down to about $4 billion. So you take $3.5 billion out of the pockets of our farmers and ranchers, that's going to ripple throughout every shop on Main Street and every business in the state. So it hits state budget, too. And we've cut to the bone so many of our agencies, universities, and state colleges and so forth. And now along comes Medicaid expansion, which passed 53-47. 85 counties in Nebraska said no to Medicaid expansion. Eight counties, mostly in the east, voted yes. So by a statewide total of 53-47, now we got to find money for Medicaid expansion. The first year of implementation, we're probably talking in the range of $30 million, which we don't have. But then you get the second, third years, we could be talking $60 to $80 million. Again, we don't have that money. We're not going to raise taxes. The governor's made it very, very clear. We're absolutely not going to raise taxes. We're going to do this by trimming our belts and cutting more fat and maybe even some of the lean out of government operations, university and so forth. It's not going to be fun. The legislature, particularly the Appropriations Committee, is going to have an extraordinarily difficult time balancing that budget. And thank God we're required to do that, because we can't be like Washington, D.C. and just borrow the money and put the burden on the future generation. It's got to fit within the budget, and the only way to do that is to cut our expenses.
Lastly, is there a concern at the state capitol, just given some of the election results, that there might be more divide this year than in legislative sessions past?
It's going to be a challenging legislature. The previous legislature that's just now going out was pretty strongly stocked with good, solid Republican conservatives. This legislature is going to be take a little bit more of a turn to the left, with some Democrats getting elected from Omaha in particular. You're going to feel it, because a lot of the big decisions are decided in Lincoln by just a couple of votes here or there. And when the Democrats pick up a couple more votes, that changes the equation. So we'll see. I mean, it's a place where you got to work with all people and with all political stripes. But it just makes it the challenge a little bit heavier, I think.
Governor, thanks for your time. Thanks for coming to Broken Bow.
Good to be with you.